How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, mighty Father, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord. Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our God, we thank you once again. We bless your holy name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that you bestowed upon us, Lord. To you, Lord, we give all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, King of glory, we want to thank you so much, Lord, for the love that you have shown to us, Lord, since the beginning of this year, even up till this time, Lord. We say take all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, we have come once again to remind ourselves of your word. I pray, O God, that you give unto us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Much more than I will speak, O Lord, Father, expand your word in the heart of your people in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to today's podcast. As you all know, this podcast is coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right. Excuse me. In the last episode, I was talking about, we talk about sin, not to serve sin, you know, not to serve sin. That scripture came, like I said, from the book of Romans chapter 6. I said that the Spirit of God gave me that scripture in my night vision. Excuse me. In a night vision, it says, Romans chapter 6, verse 6. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Henceforth. But I took it from verse 1. I took it from verse 1. So if you have not listened to that, please do go listen to it, and then you'll be blessed. Today, I want to talk about what I talk about today is you are God's temple. You are God's temple. Remember, we're in the season of thanksgiving, praise, and worship, you know, giving all adorations to God for all that he has done for us from beginning of the year to this year, as we take stock, as we do appraisal, whatever it is, as you count your blessings, as you count your losses, we thank God. Even though the fig tree may not blossom, but it is the will of God that we continue to give thanks to him. And that's what we are doing in this season. But as we do that, we remind ourselves of God's word, what God, you know, desire that we do, what God wants us to do. Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law, it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but that thou shalt meditate day and night to observe to do all that is written therein. And then you have good success and you prosper. Your ways will be prosperous. So that is the line that we are towing. So ye are God's temple. I take my Bible reading or scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. For those who are Bible scholars, they already know where I'm going. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. It says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And if any man, 17, if any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So the question now begins with us. We examine ourselves. Am I the temple of God? So if you be the temple of God, that means the Spirit of God is dwelling in you. So, if the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, I was teaching some children yesterday, and it was an interactive session because, you know, children, they are very curious. So they were asking different questions You know, like how do you die to sin? You know, like how can you be dead? And so, you know, they were very, very, and I love it because I listened to their questions with joy, and I answered them very well. Even when I answer one, he will still raise up his hand to say he's not satisfied yet. You ask, so we were, you know, I was answering them based on what is written. Based on what is written. Thank God that I know a little bit. Those students, they can floor you if you don't know much. All right. So, so the first question is, am I the temple of God? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling in me? Is the Spirit of God dwelling in me? And if the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, you cannot afford to sin. Because the Bible says that whosoever will defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. We are reminding ourselves of God's word, you know, so that we don't get carried away, you know. People stay too long in the presence of God. They feel that they are still there, whereas they are no longer there. So that's why we go to church to be serviced. You know, we go for service. To be serviced, how? In worship, at the presence of God, in receiving the word of God, God speaking to us through his word. And then we be like the seed that was planted, or the sower that was planting, and it fell on the good ground. So we assume that we are the good ground that the seed fell on and produced, not the one that fell by the wayside. So you are the temple of God. Is the Holy Spirit of God in you? And if he is, then you don't do anything that will defy that temple of God. You see, 17 says, if any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So the temple of God is holy. Therefore, you, as God is holy, we try every day to walk in holiness. We try every day, you know, you ask for the grace to do. Let's hear what Jesus had to say about defilement. Okay, so I will read Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Okay, let me first read verse 11. Let me read verse 10 and 11. He said, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Okay, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defile a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defile a man. So people have misinterpreted that place to mean, you know, they can take anything, they can eat anything, drink anything, it does not defile them. Well, I leave you to meditate on that, okay? So, but where am I going? Verse 17, Matthew 15, verse 17. It says, do you not understand yet that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught, okay? So, but 18 says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Whosoever defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. That's the one we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16, okay, 16, 17. Now, this is telling us that that which proceed out of the mouth comes from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, yeah, fornications, thefts, that is stealing, false witnesses, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So, let's meditate on these scriptures. You can read that Matthew chapter 15 from verse 1 so that you can get an understanding, not just taking a verse out of, you know, out of the context. So, please, let's go read, study. Matthew chapter 15 from verse 1 to the end. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1 to the end, and you will understand like that. If that is what you will do for yourself after hearing this message, please do that. Please do that. Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 to the end. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to the end. The Lord bless you. And I pray that as you go into this Christmas season, the presence of God will continue to be with you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord God of heaven and earth will give you your Christmas gifts, and you will testify in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this message. Please do share with someone, and the Lord bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. Until I come your way again on Wednesday, compliments of the season to you.